This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? 2 hours of USA Prepares. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up. 605-477-3249. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli with us live in Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you today?
Quite well. I'm looking forward to racing out to the supermarket where I can buy the newest Kellogg's cereal. It's called All Together. And here it is, headlines, and the website is pinknews.co.uk. Quote, is the headline, quote, Kellogg's is launching an LGBT-themed cereal so you can start your day with maximum gay, end quote. No kidding. So, sub-headline, if you're a fan of breakfast and being gay, we've got great news for you. Kellogg's is launching the LGBT-themed cereal. That's the sub-headline, end quote. And it's called All Together. And it's... Can you imagine? Can you imagine? We are racing down the drain. And so now we have a queer cereal, and you can give it to your young ones, get them started on their transgender path, their homo path, their lesbian path, their faggot path, all that. You can do that, and you can start the breakfast with your child, because who else would eat this stuff? And let's see what colors. It looks like it's got all the colors, you know, all those dyes. So if my question is, if they're willing to put this on the outside of the box, what are they willing to put on the inside of the box? I kid you not. Kid you not.
I would be looking at the phytoestrogen levels in that breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
I think that it probably contains rather a lot of soy. There's, you know, specifically designed to mess with especially male endocrine systems, hormonal systems.
I was getting a pair of reading glasses a couple days ago, and I was at one of these great big box stores, because I'm very particular about what kind of frames I want on my reading glasses. They have these deluxe-type glasses that have these really wide vision-blocking pieces on the side. I don't even know what you call them. You know, they go over your ear. But they're really thick and wide, so you can't see peripherally, you know, left and right. It blocks your vision. So I don't want that. I want, you know, thin but strong with the hinge right by the lenses so that they'll last a long time, won't break as easily. So I'm really particular at what kind of frames I wanted. And so I'm looking. Finally, I found one. And so I was pretty happy. But while I was there looking, this, I think he was a guy. But his chest had pointed breasts. I couldn't believe it. Now, this wasn't a little guy. This was a guy, oh, let's say 6'1", maybe 6'2", probably 250 pounds. He was, you know, from the back, he looked masculine. From the front, he looked feminine. I couldn't believe it. He had pointy boobs. Oh. But he wasn't trying to be, he wasn't trying to be queer. I mean, he was just a guy with boobs. And I'm thinking, I guess you like chicken, and I guess you like estrogenic compounds, and I guess you wash your dishes without gloves, and you get the estrogen in your body, and it's working just great. And maybe he's eating at, you know, fast food joints where they lace the cattle and the chickens with estrogenic compounds and chemicals to make the breast meat, you know, puff out, and he's getting all the benefits of that. And that's why I couldn't believe it. I said to Mrs. Finelli, look at that. Would you look at that? Gosh. You know, if I were in a position like that, I'd be looking for a minimizing bra to just, you know, not look feminine. I mean, literally, this guy was probably, seriously, I mean, when I built a computer system for a bank, and it was a customer service pending system, and I called it B Cups, B-C-U-P-S, just for my own amusement. And then we had C Cups, and this guy was probably E Cups or double D Cups. I mean, this guy was huge.
My God.
You would think that he would notice. And he had one of those stretchy kind of, you know, knit shirts on that, you know, fully showed off all of his voluptuousness. Unbelievable. But that's where we are. And, you know, now I look at, you know, people like you and Mrs. Finelli and our family, you know, we're all lean, you know. And I guess that's because we don't live in the city and we don't need to be entertained. Our son said something really interesting to me. He said, you know, we're talking about movies, and I'm thinking, I haven't been to a movie in a long, long, long time. And I don't want to go to the movies. I just don't want to do it. And he said, you know why people go to the movies, Dad, right? You know, right? I said, why? And he says, because they've got nothing better to do. And that statement stuck with me. And I keep thinking about that. People in cities, they mill around and they're looking for something to do. Me, I'm looking for a break. I'm looking for just like 3 minutes in between doing things to not do something, because it's nonstop here. I mean, it's never ending. I've got more things to do than I can do. So I'd really, if I find 3 minutes together, I'm going to take a nap. But I can't find them. That's what life on the farm is like. But living in the city, nah, you got nothing to do. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. You know, what do you want to do? I don't know. That's what life in the city is like. Can you imagine that, Gwyneth? It's not like your life.
Oh, my gosh. I've got so many things to do. You know, it's really quite amazing around here. You know, just today, okay, I actually applied for a job today, and I was accepted for this job today. I got the job. And, you know, it's more work, but it's work that actually pays, by contrast to work that I do around here that doesn't pay. So that's nice. And, you know, the sort of work that I will be doing, Vincent, is manual farm labor. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Manual farm labor. It's similar to work I was doing around here anyway, except I get paid for it. And these people who hired me to do the manual farm labor for them, it's a more or less permanent position, and they're so grateful because they were desperate for somebody to go and do some manual farm labor for them. How's that? It's amazing.
I can understand that.
Manual.
No, I can understand that because
manual farm labor.
Yeah, you're talking about shovel, rake, pickmatic, pickaxe, lifting, lugging, carrying, getting dirty.
Feeding animals, cleaning up their poops, basically.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be my job.
So you can put on the resume that you
clean up the poop out the other end.
Yeah. Yeah. So input output management.
To do it. What was that?
So you can put on a resume that you are in charge of input output management, caloric direction, and supervisor of corporate hygiene.
Yes.
Yep. And tonnage management.
Yeah, and it's
well, good for you.
Nobody wants to do that work. And they said they were so grateful. They put an ad up, and they were so grateful because I applied for the job. And I had experience before working with this sort of farm animal. And, you know, they're just grateful to have somebody who knows what they're doing and can put food in one end and clean up the poop out of the other end and is not afraid to do that because people don't want to do that sort of work anymore.
I can imagine. There's some horse farms outside of Springfield, Missouri, and these are really nice-looking horse farms, and they're manicured, and so somebody's got to do that. But I imagine that when people board their horses at these large farms, they come out, you know, once every few weeks, and they ride their horse, and they think that, you know, it's really great, and then they leave.
Yeah.
And all of the maintenance is left to someone else.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that
somebody has to put the food in one end and go in and muck out the stall at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. And you have to put the right food in because I was told by a guy who did this that he was making the rations for a famous person's Arabian horses, and he was using a skid steer, you know, to mix it, you know, a couple buckets of this, a couple buckets of that, and he got it kind of mixed up, and the horses died. And he was blamed for it, and he should have been, because he obviously wasn't paying attention or didn't know what he was doing. So, yeah, that can happen. So it sounds great that they've got the right person for this job. Now, how does that relate to being on the radio? Does your schedule change? Can you still be on the radio? What happens?
I can still be on the radio. I explained all that to them, and they said, yeah, that's fine. That morning, you just start a bit later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
That's fine. Because I don't know if you've ever had anything to do with the racing industry, but it's an early start.
Well, I have had something to do with the racing industry, but in order to be involved in the race, you had to have gasoline. So maybe it's a different industry.
Yeah, it's horse racing. You start early.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs, congratulations.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, at her new job, which she'll be starting soon, Gwyneth can be introduced as our degreed environmental scientist and input-output manager and caloric nutrient manager. Is that right, Gwyneth?
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad for you.
I'll tell you something else. I had applied for unemployment benefits here in Australia. I'd been granted unemployment benefits here in Australia, but I didn't like to be on unemployment benefits, and there's a number of reasons for that. One of them is I like to look after my own finances. And I like to be self-employed, and with the government here in Australia, they don't encourage people who are on unemployment benefits to generate their own income, okay? But if you are self-employed and they are happy to hire me on a self-employed basis as what's called in this country a subcontractor, I don't know how employment law goes in America, but I've already had in the past the paperwork for being a subcontractor. I've subcontracted in the past for various work that I've done. And I prefer to work as a subcontractor rather than an employee. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, absolutely it does. And it's something I teach about how to avoid legally paying taxes by being an entrepreneur and having your own business. So literally what you are is you are running your own business, and they are paying you to do things as a as a subcontractor, and then you have expenses that you can deduct from the check that you receive. I won't say wages, but we'll say your check. And for example, in your at your farm, you're going to have to manage this business, so you can apportion. If it were the United States, I don't know the tax code in Australia, but in the United States, you could apportion a section of your home. So let's say you had five rooms, and one of them is the office to manage the business. So you could deduct one-fifth of that amount you receive for the work you do as a subcontractor, one-fifth of the household expenses, like the electricity, if you had an electric bill, the insurance bill, if you had one of those, the maintenance for the roof, and you know whatever the expenses are to run that household, because that's where your office would be, you could deduct that portion. Now, if you had a one-room cabin, you could apportion part of that, you know, some percentage of the square footage of that cabin as your office area, and all of that would be absolutely perfectly above board as a deduction in the United States for running your business. As compared to an employee, you cannot take any of those deductions. So in my opinion, if you look at what people do and who are and those who are successful financially, you'll find out that they run their own businesses. And that's what you're doing. And that's what I do. I have a business here, which happens to be a farm.
Yeah. So the result of that is that in the next few days, I will be contacting the Australian equivalent of Social Security and telling them they can take their unemployment check back. But I don't need it, and this is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably say, good on you, because really they don't want to give people unemployment checks. But the reason why they do that is because otherwise people are going to be starving on the streets.
Yeah, and when they're starving, and when they're starving on the street, they're going to do the next few things, which is break windows, loot, riot. Yeah, because they're hungry.
Yeah,
there's nothing new about that. That's been going on for a long time.
That's right. And then politicians get voted out when that sort of thing happens.
Yeah, well, they should be voted out anyway.
I'll tell you what. Because the business that I'm in is horse management, okay, it's a tax deduction for me to, I intend to in the future do horse management on my own property, okay? That a tax deduction for me to turn around and say, right, fencing materials, trough, irrigation system, etc., etc., build an arena, build a round yard, and so on.
Hold that thought.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry speaking to White House reporters this morning and saying that the impeachment inquiry in Congress is not nearly as important to most Americans as economic growth and jobs are.
What's important to American people? Is it this charade that's getting played here in Washington, D.C.? There may be great political theater.
Also slamming the ongoing impeachment inquiry in a Fox News interview last night was Vice President Mike Pence.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
But the inquiry only continues. The top Defense Department official for Ukraine policy, Laura Cooper, scheduled to testify behind closed doors today, though it's not clear yet if she's going to show up. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She is a degreed scientist. And she is talking about her new job with raising horses and caring for horses at a horse farm. And I think it's fascinating, Gwyneth, that you have figured out how to extend this position, or not position, this consulting arrangement, this non-employee arrangement where you're paid as a contractor or a subcontractor into something you can leverage this into your business where you can expand and do similar or the same thing. And as you do that, your fencing, your water troughs, your water storage system, plumbing, running lines from your solar system, expanding your solar system for the purpose of expanding your business on your farm. All of that makes sense when completing your taxes, should you choose to do so. And it's all, in the United States, all that's above board.
Yeah, in Australia.
But I have to tell you, there's
basically exactly the same.
Well, I can tell you that you're one of the very, very few. You're one of the few who has considered doing this. By the way, Gwyneth, I'm looking at the call or the screen about this call, and I'm at 2,001 milliseconds, which means that from me to GCN is just a hair over 2 seconds delay, probably something similar for you to GCN. So we're looking at an extreme delay. So I just want to tell you that when we keep stepping on each other, it's not because we're being rude. It's because the delay is so long. So I just want to tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But I'll tell you what, horses are a hole that you pour money down. you're always spending money on them. Horses and yachts. I've owned horses and I've owned yachts, and they are holes that you pour money down. And if you own horses or if you own yachts, and if you love to work with horses or yachts, you better figure out a way that you can make money off of them, or you better have some other passive income that you can use to fund your hobby. Because I know that the horse thing is really, really addictive. It's a very positive addiction. But once you've had to do with horses, you don't want to be without horses. They're amazing creatures to work with. And, you know, it's endless the amount that you can learn about horses. But they're expensive. They're expensive to buy and they're expensive to own. You could easily spend, with just having a horse standing in the paddock, you can easily spend $100 a week on that horse, even if it's on your own land. You know, that's a lot of money. And it's, like I say, the advantage, I want to go into a little bit more the advantage of this way of doing things, and we want to emphasize this is completely legal, and the people who run the system set the system up this way for themselves so that they could do this, so that they could minimize the amount of taxes that they would have to pay, okay? And they generally pay very little tax, the people who run the system, the politicians, the bankers, the lawyers, the consultants, and so on and so forth. They all do this, and many of them do it with racehorses, because racehorses are an even more expensive variety of horse to keep than just a regular horse, because they need better food, and they need better farriers. And the better food costs more, the better farriers cost more, and the better stabling, the better conditions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is all more expensive. And, yeah, this is it. But if you want to set up a horse property, you have to have stables, you have to have arenas, you have to have round yards, to be able to work the horses. You have to have small paddocks. You have to have large paddocks. You have to have troughs. You have to have irrigation systems and pumps and all the rest of it. And, it, you know, these horse properties, some of them Their owners have spent hundreds, or it's actually completely normal for their owners to have spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars on setting up these horse properties. And generally, the money that they have spent has been money that has been a tax write-off. Exactly what we're talking about. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, absolutely it makes sense, because when I buy fencing, it's not for me. I don't need any fencing. I don't need a bulldozer. I don't need a dirt bike. I don't need a Jeep to ride around, you know, an old Jeep to ride around to check the cows. The business needs that. Whether I'm here or not, the business still needs fencing. It still needs a utility vehicle. It still needs oil filters, fuel, maintenance, and things like that. It's somebody's got to go check the cows, and sometimes a dirt bike is the best way to do that. Now, I'm not talking about being extravagant, class. I'm not talking about that at all. When we buy tools and equipment for the farm, it's at the best value. I would never consider buying a new dirt bike. I would never consider buying a new Jeep. I would never consider buying a new bulldozer or a backhoe or a tractor. It makes no sense. But when I can buy a tractor for $5,000 and it's 100 horsepower and it still has life in it, that makes sense to me. And that's a deduction against income. So I can keep buying tools for the farm, and I can, you know, if I decide that that's what I want to do and I never make a profit, it's because of my own mistakes. I bought tools instead of making money for me. I haven't made any money at all farming. I've only been doing it, you know, since the 80s. I don't know how to do it. You know, I know that farms need equipment. I know they need fencing and fence tools. And I know that it takes me a lot of time and our family a lot of time to do all this. I just don't know how to make money at it. Well, and that's what the rich do. If you look at, and this is my opinion, so if you're one of the Kennedys and you disagree with me, this is my opinion. I believe that when families such as the Kennedys have that annual Easter egg hunt on their property, and their very exclusive property, and they invite all these handicapped, retarded children to come look for Easter eggs on their property, well, they've got to fertilize the lawn. They've got to cut the lawn. They have to maintain the lawn all year long so they can have all these children come show up. They've got to paint all the buildings. They've got to repair all the, you know, all the rot, the damage, and the roof and all that, and the driveway and the signage, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And they've got to do all that for the children. So all tax deductions. And isn't it interesting that they probably want to do that anyway for their property, right? They'd want to keep it up. But if they have some charity event, it's tax deductible. So for one day a year, they have this event, the children come out, and all of the maintenance, all of the upkeep, all of the repairs, all of those things that would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, well, it's for the children. Okay? And you can do the same thing, too. You don't have to have an Easter egg hunt, but if you start your own business, you can take the same tax deductions that, and I'm going to call them the rich take, because Gwyneth said it right, that they, those in power, those who run the show, those who make the rules, figured out that they needed to avoid paying the taxes that they demand everyone else pays. So the easiest way to do that is to write the rules to favor them. Tax rules, tax ordinances, tax laws favor the landholder and the business owner. It does not favor the tenant, and it does not favor the employee. Tenants and employees are at an extreme disadvantage. Business owners and property owners are at extreme advantages. And if you want proof, all you have to do is ask yourself, of all the people I know, who are better off, those who own businesses or those who are employees? All you have to do is pick one and figure it out. The other thing you can do is say, who's better off, tenants or land or property owners? Who's better off? It's as simple as that. It's right in front of you. And you're looking and thinking about people I don't even know, because I don't even know a lot of you. you know, who are in this class. I know the instructors, but I don't know a lot of the students. So you know the people in your circle of influence and circle of friends, who's better off. And I know the answer. It's the business owner and it's the property owner. No question about it. Gwyneth, is it the same in Australia?
Absolutely. Yep, because the thing is that I've actually worked in a corporate environment. I used to be a corporate personal assistant to a company director. And so I got to see how, you know, it wasn't an enormous department store. It was a country town department store, but it was a department store. And, you know, I got to see how people who have department stores live, and about how people who are corporate directors live. And it's a world apart. It's a whole different mindset. Because it wasn't just her, it was also the other directors of the company and how they lived and the things that they were able to do in their lives because they, you know, had a different way of thinking about work. And for anyone out there in the class, it may be worth your while going to your employer, if you're an employee, and sitting down with them and asking them if they would be prepared to change your terms of employment from being a employee to being a subcontractor. Because they benefit as well, okay? They benefit because they don't have to provide health insurance, accident insurance. They don't have to provide, in this country we call it superannuation cover, which is, you know, they put aside a certain amount of your wages for when you retire. And it's supposed to go into an account that is invested in various things. I think the closest thing in America you would have is 401ks and IRA. And here in Australia... Yeah.
Yeah, hold that thought. We're going into a break. I've got a few comments on some of the things that would be tax deductible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, as a subcontractor, I'm going to read off. I just jotted some of these things down during the broadcast. These are just off the top of my head. So as a subcontractor, I believe that you can take all of these items as a deduction. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And tell me if you disagree with any of these and maybe why. So I believe you can, as a subcontractor, you can deduct these items that you would be buying. Shoes, boots, blue jeans, belts, shirts, travel expenses, meals, haircuts, a thermos, for coffee, jackets, hats, gloves, socks, knives, if allowed in your particular area, a rifle, a pistol, a shotgun, ammunition, targets, hearing protection, use of your car, motorcycle, if you decide that your mode of transportation is a motorcycle or a dual-purpose off-road, on-road motorcycle or a dirt bike, protective gear, use of your home office space, etc. Do you disagree with any of those things?
No. They're all deductible. Mm-hmm. They're all and related that's just to the work.
Right.
Yep, all of them. And in addition to that, I would say farm fencing, gates, electric fences, security systems, electric gate openers, round yards, arenas, stables, tack, this is specifically with horse farming, tack, harnesses, if you wanted to get into, you know, working with harness horses, carriages and jigs and, you know, assorted other horse-drawn vehicles, it's all a deduction. Okay?
Trucks, bulldozers.
With your business of training horses.
Trucks, bulldozers, backhoes,
implements. Yeah, especially bulldozers, because horse manure is really, really heavy, and you're going to need that bobcat for moving those piles of poop. especially, and also if you've got, in conjunction with your horse business, which a lot of farmers do, you know, vegetable gardens and fruit trees. And you're going to need a bobcat to move that quantity of manure from the, you know, from the manure pile to the garden. And the business that I'm contracted to work for, it will be my daily responsibility to look after 50 horses every single day. And that means 50 wheelbarrow loads of manure. Because one wheelbarrow load of manure is about what a horse poops out each day. And I know that, and I'm fine with that. You know? But like I say, you have to realize that this is work. If you're going to, and, you know, I was talking with somebody today who had been a cattle farmer. And I mentioned about the show, and I mentioned about your cattle farm. And he said, yeah, I work with cattle. And he said, he said that they're really interesting creatures. And I said, I don't know anything about cattle. I've never worked with cattle. But I've worked around horses since I was about 15. But it's always been on a recreational basis. But I know how to muck out a stable, and I know how to feed a horse, and I know how to keep it looking good, and I know about their little phobiles, and I know how to act around them and behave safely, which is a big thing. And the thing is, with cattle, it's the same. You have to know about cattle, know how to behave around them safely, because both cows and horses are really, really big beasts. And if you do stupid stuff around them, they have a tremendous capacity to hurt you. And so, yes, you've got to look after your own insurance, health insurance, life insurance, and all the rest of it. And you better make sure you've got that in order, because, disability insurance, because accidents can happen. And if you're going to work as a subcontractor, it's not like, yay, I get all this money, and I can, you can't do that. You've got to realize that you've got to look after your own superannuation. You've got to look after your own disability cover, your own health cover, your own life insurance, and all of these things. You've got to manage them yourself, and a proportion of your income has to go towards that. But that's also a tax write-off as well. You know?
Because that's right.
These are all
that's
things
right.
That your employer would be providing.
That's exactly right. And what does it take to start a business? Well, class, it takes saying, I'm in business. That's it. Now you're in business. That's all it takes. Now I have to do something after you say that. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. She's live in Australia. And there are two times when horses and cattle are dangerous.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.